Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from takefromcaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. Takefromcaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Milwaukee, there has been an apparent crime ring that has been involved in a string of robberies and carjackings, as well as a recent shooting. And all of that was broke up by a gun-carrying nurse. Two teenagers, a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, tried to steal Victoria Davison's car last month while she was in it. One of the teens commanded, "I want the keys, car, everything." Miss Davison had hesitated, as I would, prompting one teen to tell the other, "Go get the cannon," a reference to his gun. Unfortunately, Miss Davison had a cannon of her own, and she actually had it close at hand. She pulled it out of her gym bag, and she fired, hitting the 15-year-old. Davison told WISN, "I shot the one that was in front of me, the one in the back of me. He said a curse word." And then he looked at his friend, and then he ran off while his friend was on the ground. "I mean, he's 15, but he's making adult decisions," said Davison, a concealed carry permit holder. The teen is currently in serious condition at Milwaukee Hospital and is in police custody. You know, I couldn't say that any better. I'm sure that the gun grabbers will look at this young 15-year-old thug who is making adult decisions, who got shot for his trouble, which is an occupational hazard and should be, and they're going to say that he's been a victim of gun violence. Now, in bringing down her attempted carjackers, police believe Davison helped expose a rash of crimes committed by the two teens and their friends. According to the Journal Sentinel, several days after attempting to steal Davison's car, the 17-year-old John Marshall Davis and a group of teenagers used an AK-47-style BB gun to steal a man's SUV. Davis and the other teens took the vehicle for a joyride, leaving the police on a high-speed chase. They arrested 11 people in total, including Davis, who was charged with armed robbery and theft for that incident. The 15-year-old is also connected to a violent incident that took place on June 22nd, the day before Davison's attempted carjacking. He allegedly shot a 43-year-old man in the face as the man drove away in his Land Rover following another attempted carjacking. The man did manage to survive. Davison told, Miss Davison, the nurse, the shooting nurse, told WISN, "Maybe he should be charged as a juvenile because he needs to learn a lesson, but several? Even after he shot somebody in the face, then you were still committing robberies, and that was when he tried to rob me." Police in Milwaukee believe there may be dozens of carjackings and robberies tied to the teens. They've also posted Facebook pictures of the 15-year-old, one in which he's seen holding up a handgun and another in which he's flashing a large wad of cash. Ah, the youth of America. I remember when I was 15 years old. When I was 15 years old, I got my driver's license. And then very shortly after that, I wrecked my absolutely luxurious 69 Toyota Corolla because I was blinded by the sun. I was doing 15 miles an hour. I just happened to hit a Chevy Impala that wasn't moving. And it still didn't move when I hit it. And after that happened, and before that happened, and prior to that happening, and way after that happening, I never in my wildest thoughts ever thought about, 15 years old, got a driver's license. Well, I could start carjacking. At least the driving part wouldn't be illegal. I'm just sorry that in Milwaukee that guy, that, you know, when they stole the car from the guy with the BB gun, I'm sorry he didn't have a gun. That's brassy. That is really brassy. Now then, this is taking... this falls under the taking one for the team category. When I was a kid, I liked comic books, and I read all kinds of comic books. And I happen to think that one of the more humorous ones of the time, which I was actually very wrong about that now in hindsight, was Archie. And Archie Andrews, you know, with Veronica and Betty and Jughead, he is going to die. He's going to be killed when he takes a bullet intended for his good friend Kevin Keller. Keller is a Mideast war vet who is openly gay and who is running for office in the wake of his husband's death in a mall shooting rampage. In the storyline, Keller's going to be stalked, and Archie is there when the stalker tries to kill him. Heroic Archie takes the bullet in both timelines of the Archie comics out there and dies, making the best pal of Jughead and the regular Pop's soda shop a martyr for both gun control and gay rights. It's, for me, it's simultaneously weird and absolutely awesome, because this shows how far they will go. It's almost a parody. Now, he will live on in the regular Archie comic series, but life with Archie is coming to an end, since you can't really call a comic book life with Archie if Archie's dead. Is this grasping at straws or what? You know, a really good tact to bring to the gun control fight would be to kill off iconic fictional characters in the comics, in the funny pages. Who's one we could kill? Who's one that everybody loves? Archie. We'll kill Archie. And he can be pro-gay rights. Now, yes, they're trying to make a gun control 2.0. But now we're going way out on the limb of imaginary. I used to, you know, in some of the schools that I went into, the military, they told us that, you know, the ultimate weapon for any combatant is their mind. What are they willing to come up with? What are they willing to do? And, but then I remember back seeing these commercials when I was a kid about a mind being a terrible thing to waste. And in this particular case, whoever came up with this idea, that thought that this is the way to go to make a statement about gun control and gay rights and everything else, it's not that the mind is the most powerful weapon, and it's not that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's that the mind is, in this particular case, is simply a terrible thing. But hey, it's working. You know, I saw that and I was like thinking, you know, I have to rethink everything I stand for in my life. So very shortly, I'm going to be having a fire sale. For the mere price of a dollar, you could buy one of my guns if you're willing to come and live in the state of South Carolina, so I can at least do it legally. I'm going to divest myself of every one of these. I'm going to divest myself of all of the accoutrements. I'm going to change the show format, and we're going to talk about iPads. All because of this Archie comic coming out. Because, yes, now mine eyes have seen the glory. What better way to press a point than with a fictional character that is probably going to become more famous now than he ever did when they had a Saturday morning cartoon. Where they come, you know, one thing about those, they never change their clothes on the cartoon, but they do in the comic books. I noticed that. I'm paying attention. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. During the break, I developed a cunning plan. I think that we should co-opt and annex the following comic books. Do they still print Josie and the Pussycats? You know, Tom and Jerry doesn't get shown very much either anymore because of all the violence involved in it. And of course, who could resist Elmer Fudd? Let's co-opt and annex these guys to become pro-gun spokespeople. And we can use the usual villains. I mean, Marvin the Martian can become a anti-gunner. We could actually use him and make him Bloombergian, couldn't we? Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee, yes, sir.
Bill, I can't believe I'm calling in about this, but you're gonna find out that Archie was actually a closet bisexual and was in love with the guy that got killed.
Well. Why? You know that all I'm sitting back. I would love to have been in when they were planning the storyboard for this. I would have loved that. I would have been looking around. I would have forgotten to take it. You know, I wouldn't have filmed it. I wouldn't have taken any notes because I would have been dumbfounded because I'd been looking at everybody saying, "This is the smoking hot idea you guys are pushing out there." You think? Archie has a wide enough readership to where this is going to have some societal change effect.
Well, what's strange is you put up Josie and the Pussycats. Let's not even go there, Bill. Let's not even go there, because I've always wondered about these cartoons. I'm about your age, and this is craziness to actually, you know, I guess it is propaganda and public relations. Paper doesn't care what you write on it. You tell a lie long enough, people will eventually believe it's true. To think, Bill, like you said, about the meeting where someone sat down in a room making...
A group of people. It was a group of people.
Yeah. They're making tons of money, and they're going, we really... You know, and you can almost put inflection in their voices in here. These manly men, we have to do something about gun control. Well, I have an idea. How about if we get Archie to save a... Iraqi war veteran's life. I mean, it's craziness. And someone said, sounds good to me, boss.
Well, I like how they gave him this congregation of Kevin Keller. He's an Iraqi war vet who had a loved one die in a spree shooting incident who's gay. What else? What possible other stuff could we throw into that to make this guy the hero?
Bill, it's you know, like I said, I can't believe that I called in about this, but it's
well, it's absurd. I mean, I haven't heard anything out of the Archie franchise in decades, and I'm sure it's going to become a little more famous now because of this stupidity. But you know, I don't know.
Well, I
don't think this is going to make the cultural splash. You know, years from now, I mean, when my sons were growing up and they were into everything little boys are in, never read Archie. They don't know who Archie is. And it wasn't because I purposely kept them from it.
I've got some grandsons that run around, and if I didn't buy them cap guns, they would pick up sticks. Bill, it's natural. You know,
sure.
I've granddaughters. That every little baby doll they see, it doesn't matter where they see it, it's homeless, it needs to go home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way men and women are wired. So, to try and breed out or teach out or lock out the natural tendencies of a man or a woman is just wrong. And we see where it's taken us. We're to a point now where the president, And I'm going to say it, man, throws a baseball worse than my baby sister ever did in her life, you know? It's craziness to even contemplate where this nation's going. And we're sitting by, and you're bringing it up on the air. Like I said, I can't believe I'm even calling in about it.
Well, it's an indicator, you know? It's an indicator. And, I only brought it up because I thought it was so stupid it couldn't help but be funny. I mean, I think it's funny.
Well, it is, but it's like everything else that we're sold over this box that we plug into the wall in our living room, okay? If you drink, and I don't drink at all, but if you drink Budweiser or whatever it is, you're going to have a blonde, a brunette, and a blonde lifeguard come save your life, you know? I mean, And people got to drink Bud. Why do you have to have Bud? Because I want my life saved by a blonde, a brunette, and a blonde all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally propaganda. And our minds are mushed to the point where we believe it. It's almost, you know that it's trickery, but it's almost like some kind of a spell. The sad part is that this is going to be on every news network, you know, in the morning. They're going to talk about this for a week because they want you to look over here. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. And that's what it amounts to.
Well, right? I think that could really backfire on them bad. I think that could be the biggest, that could be the biggest anti-splash you could possibly make. I mean, it's not going to, I mean, it only made it to my radar because I do certain searches on a daily basis looking for something new to talk about. When I saw it, I was like, there's no way I'm going to enjoy this.
I seem to remember there was Archie and Jughead, and there was a dark-headed guy that was
Reggie. Kind of,
yeah, okay. If I were going to co-opt anyone, it would be him, and he'd be casting blame on the Iraqi war veteran, you know, or whatever it is. You know, he'd be the one that'd say, hey, let's go get this dude. And he'd go get his AK or his SKS and go get the guy. That's what the natural thing needs to be with it is, you know, vengeance.
Yeah.
All right,
well, I could see that because in the alternating timelines, apparently, in one, he gets Archie gets Betty. In the other, he gets Veronica. It's just, in the picture that I have of this, Archie is crumpled on the floor in a power suit with a gunshot wound, which, you know, that was never what I saw on Saturday morning. But that's
well,
okay.
I wondered about Archie anyway on Saturday mornings, to be truthful with you.
I never. I looked at that. I always looked at every cartoon as just what it was. It was something for me as a kid to enjoy. Some of them I still enjoy, the really violent ones. I really enjoy them.
Well,
Bugs Bunny is my favorite.
They called it Saturday morning programming, didn't they, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay, enough said. Bye.
Bye. That's just funny. It's just funny to me. I can't help myself. Tom and Jerry, you never see Tom and Jerry replayed ever. Because it's not considered politically correct today. But that's what I grew up with, Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes and everything else. And now they've taken Archie and turned him into a pro-gay, anti-gun activist. Who's in politics? Now see, this will be what Dianne Feinstein is always waiting in the wings for a politician to get shot to start her vendetta. When this issue, if it's already come out and she doesn't know about it, she's going to find out about it, and the assault weapon ban will be renewed. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
All my friends will the low rider.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
The low rider.
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Target, simply because my new favorite spokeshole, Molly Snyder, chimed in on this one. There was a loss prevention officer who worked for Target for 8 years named Dallas Northington. And for 8 years, he roamed the stores and scanned the surveillance cameras. Apparently, loss prevention in Target is not confrontational. If they catch you on video, they provide the video to the police. Or maybe they call the police before that you get out of the store. But loss prevention does not get out there and go hand-to-hand with these people. In May, Mr. Northington captured twice on video a shoplifting. And Mr. Northington did what he normally did. He called the Leesburg police, made a report, and provided them the videos of the two incidents. This coming out of Virginia, by the way. But the man in the video may have been a Fairfax County Sheriff's deputy, which Mr. Northington soon learned. And within days, two things happened. The deputy retired from the sheriff's office, and Target fired Northington. 29, a married father of two with a third child on the way. Northington said Target officials told him that he had violated procedure by not filling out the proper paperwork before contacting the police, though he said his office had operated in the same way for years. said he was also told that he'd been insubordinate for not seeking approval before calling police, though he said the standard practice was for him to act as needed. The man that Northington and his supervisors identified as a deputy has not yet been charged with a crime, though Northington said he provided the man's name and two color videos of him in action, his face clearly visible, probably high definition, to Leesburg police on May 27th, date of the second incident. A Leesburg police spokesperson said investigators were still trying to confirm the suspect's identity. Don't you guys have a copy of your IDs? Now, in other similar cases that occurred there, they filed cases against shoplifters within a few days. A Leesburg police sergeant recognizes the guy. Store supervisors knew who the guy was. So I don't know why they need any more time to figure out who the guy is when lots of people saying, oh yeah, I know him, that's so-and-so. Northington said he is considering his legal options. I'm confused and don't understand why. I've been there for 8 years, no issues. I'm just trying to provide for my family, and I just really want to get back to work. Enter Molly Snyder, spokesperson for Target. She said in an email that she would not discuss the details of the case for privacy reasons. But in Northington's case, she said, we have conducted a full investigation and don't believe there is any merit to this individual's claims. Declan Leonard is the attorney that Northington has put together for this, and he said he typically represents employers in such disputes. But when we heard how he was treated by Target, we decided to step in. He said that Northington intends to fight Target on this for as long as it takes. In his role as an assets protection specialist for Target, he had summoned the Leesburg police numerous times in recent years to investigate shoplifters and had done so without filling out any paperwork or seeking permission from a supervisor. What kind of paperwork do you fill out when somebody's robbing you? Whether it's shoplifting or, I mean, and why? Don't you want to catch them? Why have that step? Why don't you fill out an after-action report or something? In the first alleged shoplifting on May 16th, Northington said he arrived at work and his supervisor said he had noticed the man stick a tube of toothpaste into a bag after already paying for other items. He said the supervisor didn't feel comfortable confronting the man, who the supervisor thought was some sort of law enforcement. So not only is he a shoplifter, he's a stupid shoplifter. Is there, you know, I operate in a very basic world. There's right, there's wrong. And, you know, stealing is wrong. And if you have the money to pay for something, why would you put everything you've worked for up to a certain point in your life, whether you're old, young, middle-aged, why would you put it all up for grabs to steal a tube of toothpaste? Is it worth it? Did you forget your coupon? Northington said the store manager was contacted and the manager said he knew the man because they had participated in the NCAA March Madness pool together. Staff watched the surveillance video and decided, as they often did, to wait for the man to return. Now, they've tried to contact the guy, and he's not returned a call seeking comment, you know. The Washington Post is withholding his name because he's not been charged. Northington said when he clocked out on May 27th, the supervisor told him the man had returned. That time, according to Northington, video appeared to show the man with a cart full of items at the pharmacy register inside the store, but paying just about half of them while concealing the cart from the cashier. After checking out, the man wheeled away and stashed the rest of his merchandise, which Northington could not see, into the bags of purchased items and left. And again, the supervisor said he didn't feel comfortable confronting the man, so the supervisor called Leesburg police. Not Northington. And Northington went to the police station to file a report. A Leesburg sergeant then returned to the store, watched the video, and said, I know who that is. He said the sergeant also told him this is pretty serious because the man was allegedly in law enforcement. Washington Post did confirm these reports. They did not review the video. The supervisor told Northington the man's full name. That part of it has not been clarified as to how he knew it. On May 30th, he was called into the store's personnel office and suspended for 2 days. The next week, he was terminated for gross misconduct. He said he was told he had violated a policy on confidentiality by contacting police without approval, providing the surveillance video to police, and not filling out internal paperwork before doing so. Northington said, in my 8 years, I've never had to call anyone to give out the video or to call police. I've never seen any policy about contacting law enforcement. Lieutenant Jeff Dube of the Leesburg Police confirmed that Northington had served as the complainant in an unknown number of cases in the past. He said investigators hadn't positively identified this guy. They're still doing follow-up investigation. He said he did not know why the case had taken so long to resolve, but there might be some extenuating circumstances. Yeah, it was one of your own. It's one of the Thin Blue Line. He's running a big, intricate ring on black market toothpaste. And it's probably very embarrassing for you, so go do the right thing anyway, and don't worry about it. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. There's just something wrong with that. That whole story, there's just something wrong with it. If this, okay, I can see not wanting to confront a cop. Some people are afraid of police. I can see how embarrassing it would be for the sheriff's department. But they got to do something about this. You can't have the police acting criminally. I know they do it a lot, but you, when you do have that circumstance where you catch them red-handed, and it's a civilian catching them red-handed in his official capacity with a company, you got to move on that. You can't sit back and just let him retire and say, don't you ever talk about this ever. You're a disgrace to the badge. Give it to him. Here's your pension. This guy needs to be prosecuted the same way you or I would if we decide to go in there and lift a tube of Crest. If we were that stupid. Being a sheriff's deputy does not give you immunity from breaking the law. No matter how some like to tell you it does. And I would love to hear somebody say, well, he was doing that in the commission of his duty. That's why he didn't pay for it. When did that become fashionable? That's what they use. That's the excuse they use around here when various police officers are speeding somewhere or talking on their phone or breaking the law that you and I can't break. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now. You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this.
All right, welcome back. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about his little hit piece. I'm sure he's read it. I've read it. It's pretty funny. Coming from Michael Waldman, gun grabber extraordinaire. We have this little thing coming from the Seattle Times. What the Second Amendment intended. He asked the question, what does it mean? What does the Second Amendment mean? Now, you can read it and figure it out, but that doesn't make for good print. He believes that in each era, the meaning is set not by some pristine constitutional text, but by the push and pull, the rough and tumble of public debate and political activism. And gun rights have always coexisted with responsibility. At 27 words long, the provision is the shortest sentence in the U.S. Constitution. It reads, and you know it, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. He believes that's very confusing. He says that modern readers squint at its stray commas and confusing wording He thinks it's bad that the framers believed in freedom to punctuate. Now, he states, to the framers, the amendment principally focused on those well-regulated militias. And he makes a statement, these militias are not like anything we know now. Every adult man served throughout his entire lifetime. They were actually required to own a gun and bring it from home. Think of the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord who did not battle with the British Army, who did battle with the British Army. These squads of citizen soldiers were seen as the bulwark against tyranny. Well, yeah, because we didn't have an army, dimwit. When the Constitution was being debated, many Americans feared the new central government could crush the 13 state militias, hence the Second Amendment. But then he asked the question, what about today's gun rights debates? Surprisingly, there is not a single word about the individual right to a gun for self-defense in the notes from the Constitutional Convention, nor with scattered exceptions in the transcripts of the ratification debates in the states or on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives as it marked up the Second Amendment, where every single speaker talked about the militia. Surprisingly, Mr. Waldman, there is also no mention in all that stuff that you just mentioned about gay marriage and open borders and, you know, me buying, you know, funding abortions. There's a lot of things that are not in there that you guys just take for granted. But within the amendment itself, it does say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It does say that in very plain language, pal. He points out that James Madison's original proposal included a conscientious objector clause. No person religiously scrupulous of bearing arms shall be compelled to render military service in person. And then we go back to, now we go from there to, we go to Dodge City. And the sign in the middle of the main street, carrying a firearm strictly prohibited. Few thought at that time that the Constitution had much to say about it. Probably because, Mr. Waldman, it was a local ordinance. The federal government did not decide that was what was going to happen. Dodge City decided that was what was going to happen. What does the Second Amendment mean? One thing that it does mean, Mr. Waldman, is that civil rights, God-given rights, are not open for a public debate, no matter how much you may think they may be. No matter how much that you, I mean, we see what your mindset has given us, okay? We see what your mindset has given us. Today, because of the mindset of people like Waldman, Congress can look at you and say, if you decide to buy health care or not to buy health care, that's commerce. Therefore, they can regulate that, and then they can mandate that you buy health care. It's the law. Now, imagine having that discussion with James Madison. Hey, James, I'm not a blacksmith. I don't even use blacksmiths. I don't have a horse. Well, that was commerce. The fact that you haven't bought a horse, you obviously thought about it, so that's commerce. So therefore, you have to fund the blacksmith. He goes on and he starts quoting Antonin Scalia and a few other people. And once again, let me point something out to you. The Supreme Court is not all that in a bag of chips. It has become highly politicized. Highly politicized. I don't think presidents should get to appoint Supreme Court justices. I really don't. Simply because it has become politicized. When a person is elected to public office, they take an oath to defend the Constitution. I know that's quaint. Isn't it quaint? Oh, I remember the bygone days. Norman Rockwell, slideshow begin here. But they do it. And whether they like it or not, that's actually binding. Now, the fact that they ignore it is criminal. It's malfeasance of office. And we, you know, for the most part, America just looks at it and says, really? What's coming on TV tonight? The Supreme Court is not infallible. And their word is not final. The Supreme Court is 9 people. That's what it is. They may have a slightly higher degree of education on certain things than you do. That's about it. That's as far as that goes. They're not extraordinary people. But Mr. Wallman asked the question, so what does the Second Amendment really mean? From the debate over the Constitution to today's gunfights, the answer is really up to us, the people. The answer changes over time, but one thing has remained surprisingly constant. Americans cherish freedom, but they believe passionately that rights demand responsibilities. It's hard to think of an area where that insight matters more than when it comes to ensuring that lethal weapons do not fall into the wrong hands. What would you do to make that happen, Mr. Waldman? How are you going to keep lethal weapons from falling into the wrong hands? They don't fall into the wrong hands. They're sought. They're not falling out of the sky. They're not under some tree stump. They're not at the end of the rainbow. They're sought. Sometimes illegally. Sometimes the obtaining of a firearm by a prohibited person is done through a crime. So how are you going to regulate effectively man's nature? How are you going to make that turn to where that one piece of legislation actually regulates that and makes a difference to where it actually happens, to where man's nature is then turned? How are you going to do that? Now, yes, carrying a gun is an awesome responsibility. I do it every day, and I do it very responsibly to an awesome degree, along with about 12 million other people with permits and who knows how many other people that don't have them and how many other people in states where constitutional carry is allowed. So don't come to me talking about responsibility. I got it. So what's your point? Keeping them out of the wrong hands? I'm listening. But while you're trying to do that, you don't get to keep them out of my hands. Okay, pal? Are you listening? Coming up next, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. He'll be joining us on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.